Whole world's going crazy right now. Whole world's upside down. Nothing makes sense anymore. Lizzo got in trouble for fat shaming. Can you believe that? Lizzo got in trouble for fat shaming her backup dancer. Like, how big you have to be for Lizzo? That's gotta be a coming to Jesus moment, right? How big you gotta be for Lizzo to go, bitch, put the spoon down. Like, chill out, we coming right back. It ain't going nowhere. What the fuck is wrong with you? Some people were calling Lizzo a hypocrite, though. Calling Lizzo a hypocrite, talking about, oh, how you gonna call somebody fat and you fat yourself, Lizzo? And I was like, who would be more qualified to call someone fat than Lizzo? I think she knows what the fuck she's talking about, right? She's an expert at this shit. She's the LeBron James of being fat. I don't want no skinny person fat shaming me. If you're gonna try to shame me, you better be a professional at that shit. You better know what the fuck you know talking about. Like, if an average person called me crazy, I ain't gonna pay them no mind. But if Kanye West called me that shit, I'm gonna be like, all right, bro, you right. I'm tripping. I'm gonna relax. I need to reel it back. You're right. I'm wilding right now. I think we make fun of fat people too much as a society. I really do. Did you say says you? I was gonna say, that's some funny ass shit. After that joke I just said, are you snitching on him? You're like, that motherfucker said it, not me. I really do. I think we make fun of fat people too much as a society, man. Cause I can understand how somebody could get that big, you know? Let me rephrase that. I can understand how somebody could get that big if they're ethnic. Because ethnic food is amazing. Like, if you can't stop, I can understand how you could get that big. Like, if you Black American and you big, what? I understand. You got fucking baked macaroni and cheese and chicken and waffles and candied yams. I understand, man. If you Caribbean and you fat, I get it, man. Jamaicans got Rasta pasta and jerk chicken, and Haitians got black rice and fried pork, and they all got fried plantains. I understand. If you Chinese and you big, wonton soup, fried rice, lo mein, I understand. Fucking Italians got 50,000 pastas, and Nigerians got jollof rice. Like, I understand. But if you Canadian or British and you big, then you just greedy, nigga. You will just fucking, you will eat any and everything, nigga. You ain't got no self-control. That's the gluttony they talk about in the Bible, you know? Why you think God made it a sin? He wrote that shit. He was like, if you eat this nasty ass shit, you're going straight to hell. You know? Why you think big white women love black men? They know where to get a good meal. They know where to find good food. Big white women love black men. I don't know if you guys know that shit. Especially like Nigerians or Jamaicans, they love that shit, man. Matter of fact, the bigger the better. A big white woman is like an elevator to a Nigerian, man. They got a 2-ton limit. They will ride that elevator to a green card. They really will.